James, James McClelland, McClelland, 62058. Six to six-year-old gentleman with history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, neuropathy, and schizophrenia is being evaluated for palliative care, period. New paragraph. He saw his cardiologist on 9/24, September of 2024. He was told that he needs a defibrillator. He was started on Eliquis because of his atrial fibrillation and systolic heart failure and low ejection fraction, but patient has refused. His daughter, who's the primary caregiver, has now asked for hospice and palliative care to get involved because he does not want to go back to the doctor and wants to be cared for at home till he passes on, period. James lives with his sister, who are both single. Patient has no children, never been married. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, period. COVID flu vaccinations are up to date, period. Discussion with Dr. Niraj, N-I-R-A-J, indicates that his ejection fraction was 42 September of 2023. This year dropped down to 20, where he was offered defibrillator, was placed on Eliquis, but has refused to go back and does not want a defibrillator at this time, period. New paragraph, he's also missed three appointments between September of 2023 and the September of this year, by the way, period. Family history, mom and dad died of natural causes, surgery, cataract surgery, appendectomy. Medication, Lasix, 40 milligram BID, Lipitor, 10 milligram a day, Metoprolol, 100 milligram BID, Neurontin, 100 milligram BID, Eliquis, 5 milligram BID, Coreg, 25 milligram BID. I don't think the last dictation went through. James, J-A-M-E-S, McClelland, M-C-C-L-L-E-L-A-N-D, 62058. This is a 66-year-old gentleman, used to work in moving and storage business, single, no children, lives with his sister. His daughter is his durable power of attorney, period. New paragraph, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he has a history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, neuropathy, and schizophrenia, and COPD, period. New paragraph, he saw his records from the cardiologist, Dr. Niraj, indicates that he saw him in September of 2023, ejection fraction was 42-45%, period. New paragraph, the ejection fraction before that, 3 months before, was in the 50s, period. Again, this in September of this year, he saw the cardiologist. Ejection EF had dropped down to 20%. Dr. Niraj offered him the defibrillator, placed him on Eliquis because of his atrial fibrillation, but patient refused and has decided that he wants no medical treatment till he passes on, period. The physician, Dr. Niraj, cardiologist, tells me that he has a history of schizophrenia, COPD, atrial fibrillation, CHF, and systolic heart failure, period. His medications include Lasix, 40 milligram BID, Lipitor, 10 milligram a day, Metoprolol, 100 milligram BID, Neurontin, 100 milligram BID, Eliquis, 5 milligram BID, Coreg, 25 milligram BID. All the records were obtained from Dr. J-A-S-S-U-P-O-S-A, first name, last name, N-I-R-A-J, at 713-988-8500, period. New paragraph, also put down history of aortic insufficiency, severe. COVID flu immunization, up to date. Social, as above. On his medication, make sure you add Lipitor 10 milligram once a day, too. Patient currently has shortness of breath with activity and with even at rest, period. He belongs to the American Heart Association Class 4 heart failure classification, period. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. On exam, 137 over 74, pulse is 100, or two side 95%. Heart positive, small positive is 2 with ectopics. Lungs, ronchi, abdomen, soft, TMs, clear, skin, no rash. Lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Neck shows JVD. 66-year-old assessment, 66-year-old gentleman with worsening systolic heart failure since September of last year, period. Records indicates that his ejection fraction has dropped by half, period. He's a candidate for defibrillator, but patient has refused, period. Patient is on Eliquis, and beta blocker for his atrial fibrillation to control his ventricular rate, period. Despite his medication, sometimes his rate shoots up where he becomes short of breath, period. He's not requiring any oxygen at this time, period. He also suffers from COPD, schizophrenia, atrial aortic insufficiency severe, associated with his diagnosis of systolic heart failure, period. Patient family has requested hospice and palliative care to get involved in his care because he no longer wants to go back and forth to the doctor's office and wants to be cared for at home, period. Patient is currently living with his sister, who's also single and is considered his primary caregiver, period. His sister tells me that he has had a history of extensive ETOH and smoking abuse in the past, but he's not doing either one at this. He's not smoking or drinking alcohol at this time. Period. The alcohol may have been responsible for his neuropathy in his lower extremity, where he's taking Neurontin for, with no history of diabetes. Thank you. Given the advanced congestive heart systolic congestive heart failure and the drop in ejection fraction since September of 2023 to September of this year, given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.